Live.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome, all of you exuberant, effervescent, vivacious listeners. This is your favorite podcast, Chemically Inconvenient, where we talk about pop culture, tomfoolery, and minor alcoholism. Just a couple of bros from the same that looked better on paper than it sounded. Okay.
That was outplayed 10 years ago.
Just a couple of dudes. I am Dilly underscore Willie.
Who's our sponsor?
I am Dilly underscore Willie on Twitter. The host of the show, the overall better Homo sapien, that would be at Cole Samuelson. How are you doing?
I'm not
real
say
quick.
It.
I just want to say we're growing. Thanks to all of you guys. It really does mean a lot to us. So thanks for listening. We appreciate it. But let's just scamper right in this bee. Today's podcast is brought to you by PopCollaredShirts.com. I love pop-collared shirts. I'm wearing one right now. Cole loves them. The producers, everyone here at Chemically Inconvenient, we all loved PopCollaredShirts.com. At PopCollaredShirts.com, the shirts are perma-popped. That's right, folks. Just like a 13-year-old young lad at a Britney Spears look-alike wet t-shirt contest, these collars are fully erect at all times. These popped colored shirts will make you look like a peculiar, confusing idiot vampire. The shirts will help you not get into more clubs than Andy Dick. So again, go to popcolloredshirts.com and get yourself a giant mistake you can wrap around your torso and shoulders. Popcolloredshirts.com.
Ow! Are they affiliated with our last week's sponsors of hipsters?
No, they're, these were hipsters before hipsters were a thing.
Oh.
No, then they grew into mustache.
Now, leading into that point, thanks, first of all, great sponsor. Love them.
Great sponsor. Just by wearing one,
now,
owe me things.
I will say this. In high school, there was one guy that would complete like the. I'll go down the list for you. So he has a.
Wait, can I guess it?
Yes.
Okay. Pink popped collar.
Yes.
Belt buckle,
but what is he doing with the belt buckle?
He like tucks it in the front.
Yes!
And lets it go.
Yes!
Down the back.
Okay, what else?
I would say. What are those something Martin shoes? What are they called?
Doc Martin
but shoes.
But they were the sandals.
Oh, the Birkenstocks.
Not the Birkenstocks. They were the, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're missing two more things.
Just an overall sense of entitlement.
Kind of. But he would, of course, gel the hair.
Oh, yeah.
Much gel. What one...
Hookah shell necklace.
No. He didn't.
Okay.
But what other face head accessory is he wearing?
I don't know.
Aviator sunglasses.
Oh, I forgot the elitist aviator sunglasses
and
face.
I had a lot of angst in high school, so he'd like walk down the stairs. I just want to...
I'm pissed just thinking about it.
Oh, man.
Man, the aviator phase was a cool phase, though.
I still like aviator sunglasses, but with the pink pop collar,
you know who's the worst guy?
Tucked in belt bucker, and the cargo shorts, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You know who's the worst guy? The double barrel popped collar. Remember that douche?
That takes balls.
He had a black
also
and pink
a sponsor.
One. Yeah, balls. Grab some. I forgot about that one.
What are we drinking?
We are drinking a Mother's. Shout out, Mother's.
My favorite.
Shout out to all Mothers, but anyhow. what is it? Tropical Pale Ale.
Trop Top.
Trop Top. Buzzing on the beat.
6%, so
yeah.
Look out, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Have about 10 of these babies, you'll be flying.
Say, between, from you stub your pinky toe on the edge of the couch... To
the woman you love back scratching you on a
yes!
Sunday afternoon with the windows open and a cool breeze.
Rate it.
I will rate it. This would be like my first kiss.
That good?
It was awful.
Oh,
it was
oh,
a
okay.
bad first kiss.
You go there.
Plot twist, Cole. It was awful. And that might it explains a lot about me.
Okay.
She was a large lady, and it was in a slide. She grabbed my face. I thought she was just blocking the way. Remember in grade school?
How old were you?
In grade school, and a kid would stop at the bottom of the slide, and then there'd be eight kid traffic jam. Well, it was one of those. And she just leaned back and reached in.
Oh, she went for
and,
it.
Yeah, and I kissed her, and I was like, I remember thinking, that's my first kiss, and I'll never forget.
How old were you?
Big boned.
If you were
big
in a slide,
boned lady.
How?
Third grade.
Oh, you were young.
Yeah, she went for it.
Hey, but, God bless
dude,
you for going
that
for
girl
it.
Had some,
she just wanted
that
a little.
That girl had some balls on her.
She just wanted her some Dylan. I'm going to get you some
bowl
Dylan.
Cup and, bowl cup? I had a bowl cup and buck teeth. I had a bowl.
You were probably wearing your cut off North Carolina.
Summer necks.
Turtleneck.
Dude, so in the summers when I was little, I'd cut the sleeves off turtlenecks and I'd call them summer necks.
Oh my
god. I was a strange kid.
Oh, that was a good time.
Anywho. What about you?
I'm gonna rate it a hungover how should I put this PG-13. Having sex when you're hungover.
PG-13?
Yeah. I'm married with kids, man.
Who's listening to this? We know a lot of 13-year-olds listening to this.
You know.
That's the best.
So, no, it's not.
That is the best.
In my mind, it's okay. It's productive. You're getting getting that checked off the list for the day, but you got a pounding headache. And
it catapults you to move on.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Decent. We'll call it decent.
Mad decent.
Let's see. Recap the week. I had a continuing education course this weekend, and we're on the street. Our weekends were terrible.
Whose?
Ours. Collectively.
Mine wasn't. I went to Chicago.
Your Sunday was terrible, and my Saturday was terrible.
I had an amazing weekend. An awe-inspiring weekend. A fabulous weekend. But went to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Went sightseeing. Went to the Bean. Did some brunch. I think me and my buddy got kicked out of brunch. They had a $20 endless mimosas.
Dangerous.
And we made a rule you couldn't drink it. You just had to down it.
That's, and again, dangerous.
And, yeah. So, anywho.
That was on Saturday?
That was Saturday.
Did you guys go out Friday night?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, so then.
And Thursday.
That brunch probably made you feel really good.
Oh, I felt
like we've discussed before that, you know, the best way to detox is the retox.
You just got to keep her going. Once keep her moving.
You
keep
feel like going. Death, and that first drink is terrible. But after that second drink, you're feeling like $1 million, man.
So we went to the Bean, took some cool pictures there, walked around. Chicago was awesome. This is the one crazy thing I learned about Chicago. Is there, bars and clubs stay open till 6 a.m.? And me and my buddy got an Uber Saturday night back to our hotel. And it was 3:45, 3:50. And we were driving by clubs. There was lines.
To get into the club?
To get into the club. So we were talking to the Uber driver.
Oh, that makes my head hurt.
We were talking to the Uber driver, and he's like, yeah. I don't know what part we were at because it was, like I said, 3 days of hard drinking and I would say culture learning, but we asked him, he's like, yeah, around here, no one goes out till 1, and he's like, we'll have people waiting in line up until 4:30 to get into a club, Cole, at 4:30 a.m. to get into a club. And that's like not even start, and then you start drinking until okay, 6.
Okay, I'm exhausted how, just listening to
how
that.
How insane is that? That blew, that shook me. Dude, the bar, like, think about it, the bars here close at 1, well, they say 1:30, and it's literally kick you out at like 12:45. Like, people don't even go out to it. Anyways, that's fun fact.
That's crazy.
Yeah, craziness.
That makes me tired just thinking about it.
I mean, there's got to be a point at, like, 4 where you're like,
Well, shoot, man. He says they don't start going out till 1. I've been asleep for 3 to 4 hours before that.
Yeah, on the weekend, like, on Saturday nights, I'll probably fall asleep at, like, 2. So
on Saturday?
Saturday
night. I fall asleep at like 11, unless UFC's on.
Yeah, well, we know.
We know. We know, Cole. We know.
But, yeah, it was awesome. So
then Carr died on Sunday.
I flew back to Kansas City, got to my car, started driving back to Joplin, and Carr dies in Harrisonville, put some antifreeze in it, thought it was okay, make it to Butler and it dies. It's sleeting. I'm violently hungover. And I have to push my car into a gas station.
Were you on the edge?
My hands are shaking. I'm not even mad about it. I shed a tear. I was crying. I was so anxious and nervous and I just wanted to be home, you know, like I haven't been in my own bed. I only got like 3 hours of sleep a night. Anyways, I park it, walk through the sleet with none of my stuff. Into a Days Inn that's a block away and just get a room and just F it. Screw it. I'll think about it in the morning. So that was my Sunday.
Dad did the rescue as usual. But
yeah, I called him and I was like, I don't know what to do. So we got a tow and everything. But that.
Anyhow. Well, I'm gonna rebuttal that with my Saturday. So okay. Head down to Bentonville at about, well, I wake up. Get a good workout in, like, at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Jesus.
Get on the road, get there, get checked in. You know, it's continuing education. You're just sitting there kind of listening to lectures and stuff. So we have an hour for lunch at noon. And I'm like, you know what? I was good this week. I'm going to go get some Qdoba.
Something nasty.
Yeah. Hit it hard.
Yeah.
And get in my car. Battery's dead. I'm like, Cole, don't worry about it. You got jumper cables. You'll get a jump afterwards. Good to go. Cool. So we get done at 5. Guy comes out and gives me a jump. Good to go.
Did you leave it running for a while?
A little bit, yeah. Right. So I'm heading back up. And from Bentonville to back home is about an hour. So I'm heading back up. Well, I'm getting low on gas. And it's at that point where I can probably make it.
Dude, the sign filled?
Yes. Yes. I can probably make it, but it's going to be close. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to pull over and get some gas. So pull over, get some gas. No, I park. Can't find my wallet. I left my wallet at the hospital in Bentonville.
So you're 1,000% screwed.
So then I'm thinking like, okay, I'm really screwed.
Yeah.
So, because that's got everything. That's got pretty much my life. Call the hospital. Thank the Lord. They're like, yeah, we have it. I go, cool, I'll be back there tomorrow, just keep it. They're like, yeah, we'll do that. Okay. Well, so I scrounge up like $5 in quarters.
you have to put something in.
Yeah, I have to put something in. So I get $5 in quarters, get some gas, and guess what? Car won't start. So I get another jump in the middle of the gas station. Make it home, I go to Mom and Pop's house, and, you know, of course, Dad's been kind of hitting the beer a little bit. And he's like, what the hell happened? I'm like, it won't bob battery. You need a new one? Like, yes, I do. Screw it. Take your mom's car. I'll get you a new battery tomorrow. Like, okay. So, get mom's car. And at this point, like, I'm exhausted. I've been up since 5:30 or 5 o'clock. I'm going to go get some beer, watch some UFC, relax.
Yeah,
so I'm like, you know, how, like, you're ready to decompress, your heart's in it. I get about 10 feet away from the cashier, guess what I realize? What? I don't have my effing ID.
So, there's going to be a way to...
And I literally stood there, in one spot for 10 seconds and actually thought about, like you said, crying.
Dude.
Having a nervous breakdown or just looking it out and stealing the beer. All
right.
So, luckily, it's the same place I go to. The cashier knows me by name. And I didn't know she was working, but yeah, I came right up. It was her. And I go, you're not going to card me, are you? She goes, hell no. I'm like, all right, cool. Walked out. And I kind of overdid a little bit, so Sunday was a little shaky.
Dude, you gotta overdo when it's times like that. When times are tough, there's nothing a little too much drinking can't solve. Or absolutely ruin your life.
Yeah.
But, you know, you never worry about that. Well, also, the guy, when I was pushing my car in the sleet, I was, like, breaking down, and we're pushing it, and, like, I park it, and I'm just, like, shaking from everything, and probably crying. I was definitely crying. And the guy just goes, you all right, man?
Yo.
This dude in Butler and overalls. And I was just like,
you all right, man?
I was like, I wanted to just, like, tell him everything and be like that.
Just hug him
and be like, well, I went to Chicago and then I did the end. But I was just like,
I just want to get home.
Yeah, man. And then he goes, all right, feller, we'll see you. And I dipped out, and I was just like, good Samaritan, you know. Anywho.
All right, you ready for some headlines?
Headline Friday. Wait, jeez.
Okay.
Headline Thursday.
From Newsweek, and I quote, Trump had an affair with housekeeper that produced a child. Again, no shit.
Go on.
Go on. Go on.
Was that the headline or just in the story?
Former doorman claims. So who knows? But I mean, really,
you know, because you know, doormans are very respectful normally. Nothing against doormen. Sure, I'm gonna get some letters about that tomorrow.
What's your take on the Kardashian Tristan Thompson?
Okay.
How many black men can these girls put up, like, check off on their, or notch on their belts?
What a weird take, talking about how many black men.
Well, think about it.
Dude, hey.
Except for,
Ray J hit it first.
Ray J.
No, but, Cole, what a weird take where he's saying, it's the chick's fault.
No, but I'm just saying, common denominator out of everything.
Is what?
The Kardashians.
Well, if you're going to put a common denominator, Khloe made, what's his name, turn into a crack addict.
Oh, Odom?
Odom turned into a crack addict, and now this guy's just a vibrant, cheating whore. Okay, I'll do this take. I was thinking about this. Before Tiger Woods scandal came out, all of this shit would have been swept under a rug, would not have been newsworthy. Like, basketball players cheating on their wives or whatever wasn't headlines and it wasn't news. And then the Tiger thing came out, and now, like, gossip is news now because it's like people listen to it and respond to it and gets clicks.
Good point.
So, what do I think about it? I mean, it's obviously his fault. I mean, he's got to know there's cameras everywhere, and, like, you can't do that. You, like, do that and not think you're not going to get caught, obviously. He was just being stupid. But, I mean, cheating on your... Is it girlfriend or wife? Who cares?
I don't think they're married.
But cheating on a girl that you're dating that's pregnant is kind of a shitty thing to do. Maybe one of the shittiest things. Besides icing somebody.
Here's an alpha move for you, which I don't see the bad thing about this. Mom slammed over letting her daughter, 4-year-old, to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at Target.
What do you mean slammed?
Like, she's getting heat for it. Well, she's 4. She was probably throwing a fit because she was hungry. And there ain't nothing wrong with PB&J.
Let me ask you this. It's kind of like the green eggs and ham scenario. Is there a wrong place or way to eat a PB&J?
No.
Name one place. I'll eat a I'll eat a peanut butter sandwich with a fox. I'll eat it in a den. Or whatever the... That was... There you go. You didn't get my green eggs and ham thing.
Yes, I did. I'm pulling up the thing right now.
That is weird. Dude, I would give my 4-year-old kid a full, foot long.
Okay.
She bought the stuff there and opened it?
No.
Oh.
She, okay, here, this is going to make you punch yourself in the dick. Listen to this.
Say that again.
One mother was surprised to find herself scolded by a fellow shopper during a trip to Target. According to the mom's post on Urban Baby Parenting Blog.
Ooh, I need to get on that one.
The woman was upset that her daughter was enjoying a peanut butter and jelly while perched in one of the store's shopping carts. The woman lectured her about how the sandwich could pose a threat to someone with a peanut allergy.
Oh,
go
my God.
F yourself.
Dude, that is... Can you not be more of an awful person? How? Dude, why are people inclined to involve themselves in your life? You know what I mean? Like, just do your own thing. Can you be airborne peanut allergy allergic? Like, just in the air?
Wow. One.
Okay, you don't have to answer any of my questions.
What did you ask?
No, keep going. It's fine. I just
what'd you ask?
Existential questions over here that you're not answering.
You know me, I get kind of...
Nope.
I get triggered.
Deeper. I said, can you be so violently allergic to peanuts that it can be an airborne peanut allergy?
That's a good question.
Because if you
I think maybe you can.
If you are, don't take that kid to the grocery store. There's peanut butter everywhere.
That's true. Again, this is just where... This is why the internet sucks. Because, like, one...
The internet sucks. Also, you use it probably 90%
oh, hell
of the time
yeah,
you're
dude.
Awake.
My stupid laptop.
Are you listening to Cher?
It's a stupid ad.
It's okay, like, it's okay if you like Cher.
But there's nothing wrong with Cher. But like,
she's awful.
You know, they're throwing up these... Anyway, let's skip it. Just pissing me off.
That is pretty
But
outrageous.
Like, all the comments are like, you know, that's disgusting. How can you be so inconsiderate? Her daughter was probably throwing a fit.
Isn't that what you do to shut them up?
You give them food!
Give them something to shove in their mouth so they like, quit yammering
and
for a second.
And what's better than a peanut butter and jelly, which we've talked about before?
I don't know. Not much.
I'm 30, you're 28. You give me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I'm pretty damn happy.
Oh, I'll be happy for 4.5 minutes and then I'll realize all the desolate darkness in my life. But for that 4.5 minutes, I'm enjoying a PB&J. End scene.
End scene.
Next.
All right. God damn.
While you're looking for your next one, I have a counter question for you.
Okay.
Would you rather have Cheeto dust caked to your fingers at all times for a year, or walk around with wet socks at all times for a year?
I have to do wet socks because I'm on, I'm documenting on a laptop all day long.
Yeah.
So that would be a nightmare. But wet socks is terrible.
Dude, I was in a band called Wet Socks.
What?
No, just kidding. I have to go with wet socks too. But wet socks is the worst thing ever. Just because, you got to use your hands.
And actually, that's... You keep them in them wet socks enough, your foot will rot off.
Isn't it called a rock
trench
foot?
Trench foot!
I was also in a band called Trench Foot.
Okay.
Trench foot. I thought it was the gout.
This is another reason why you never go to Australia.
Here.
Jockey mistakes 15-foot python for big crack in the ground. While on horse at a racetrack.
Oh my god. Big, quote, big crack
big
in the
crack.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Why would you go to Australia?
Dude, Australia would be awesome.
Yeah, but they got everything that'll kill you. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, but so does America.
Yeah, but we got like the good stuff that'll kill you, like fast food and
guns,
obesity, and that kind of stuff.
True, but I'll show you. The Australian accent's probably my favorite accent out of all of them.
I'm a big fan of accents.
I would love to go to Australia.
Ooh, here we go.
Do you know they don't call them shrimp in Australia? And when we say shrimp on the bobby, that was made up by an American. They call them prawns.
Prawns.
Fun fact. Next.
Wrong kid, Dad.
We make that. Dude, that's going to be a thing. We have to make that joke at some point. Wrong kid, Dad.
Oh, okie doke. And the title reads, one woman nervously confronts cruel kids at Target. Another Target. And then their mom shows up.
What? Read that. I don't even understand that.
The southern mom was in checkout line at Target when she noticed a young boy and girl, roughly 11, 12 years old, in front of her, snickering at the cashier, who had clearly suffered a very devastating accident and cranial reconstructive surgery. He had stitches in his head.
And they were making fun of him.
And a droopy eyelid, blah, blah, blah. The kids were getting their cell phones out and trying to take pictures of him with Snapchat filters to text their friends.
This just chalks it up to, teens are the scariest people on the planet.
For sure.
They will, like, make fun of you in the most accurate way possible. You know what I mean? Like, whenever you're most nervous, they're just cruel, like, they're just the scary. If there was an 8-foot-tall, like, Ukrainian dude that looked like he'd seen, like, 8 wars in a teen, and I'm in the middle of the road, I'm gonna go to the side with the Ukrainian guy. Because that teen's gonna belittle me somehow. Like, harshly.
Uh-huh.
But that's messed up.
Yep. And, well, it's a clickbait because ends up turning out well. She confronts the mom. The mom says, I'm sorry about my dumbass kids. They will be punished accordingly.
Yeah.
I hate that crap. Why clickbait?
Still, though, can we agree that Target is like the... We've already had this, I think. Target's the greatest place ever. Yeah. I'll screw around fart around Target for an hour and a half.
When my wife goes, hey, I'm going to Target, that means I'm going to be gone for 4 hours. Don't text me. Don't call me. Somebody had better have died if you call me.
Okay, I got one.
All right.
Would you rather fight Mike Tyson in his prime for 60 seconds or have his voice and lisp permanently?
Oh, fight him.
Me too.
He just knocks you out, then you're okay.
Then you're good. Yeah. You don't know how you don't talk like this.
That's a good question.
Man. Yeah.
Because Mike Tyson in his prime was scary.
Yeah, but his voice and lisp... Permanently.
I eat the children.
What?
Is that not a good one?
Cole, your bad impressions, that is the greatest impression you have ever done. One more game. Say it one more game.
So he has a list.
Say
lisp,
it.
Right?
Say
I'm gonna
it.
I'm gonna eat the children.
Oh my god, Cole, I didn't know you were good at that.
I'm the greatest boxer of all time. I'm gonna eat the children. Didn't he say that one time?
Yeah, he did. Say he did. I'm going to take a fireball shot to that. Cheers, guys.
Oh. Yeah, again, why would you go to Florida nowadays either?
I'll go to Florida.
Jeez. No, they got 20-foot pythons, gators, and these wild pigs that are like 300 pounds.
Cole.
What?
You're just reading all of, like, the worst things about a certain place. Florida is awful, and it's, like, probably a bad place. But I've been to Florida a couple times. I had a great time. Plus, I want to go to Miami.
And internet froze. You got any more questions?
Yes. Would you rather fight... This is a classic one. Everyone knows this one. Would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or depression?
Say that again.
Would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or depression?
A duck the size of a horse?
Have you never heard that one?
No!
Okay, the joke just flew right over you. So, the most classic would you rather is, would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or a duck-sized horse?
Uh-huh.
And like, but this was like a play on, would you rather fight a horse, because...
No.
Hopefully some of the listeners.
No, because ducks are mean, man.
So your answer is no. You wouldn't fight either of them.
Well, you said, or depression. You can fight depression with exercise, diet.
Okay, guys, listeners, if anyone got that joke, you missed it. Okay, I got a real one for you, though. Ready?
Yep.
This is my last one. All right, so make it count.
Okay.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Would you rather have every song you hear slowly turn into All Star by Smash Mouth, or every movie you watch slowly turn into Sandlot 2?
Oh, it's gotta be Smash Mouth.
Dude, see, I'm going movie.
What?
I'm going movie there.
Explain yourself, sir.
Well, it's an easy question. So if you watch movies more than you listen to music, you're gonna say music. I don't watch that many movies. I listen to music, like, all day, every day. As much as I can. It relaxes me. So that would
break my heart. But it's Sandlot 2.
I just wouldn't watch movies.
The biggest,
like, I can cut movies out of my life, I think.
The biggest travesty to ever come of American cinema.
It's like that... It goes... The Holocaust, Sandlot 2. Real close. Then the Depression.
That's a bold statement.
Am I wrong?
No comment.
Okay, that wasn't funny.
No, it was not.
Was that too much for our... Should I keep it PG-13? Okay, it was Hannah Montana leaving Sandlot 2.
Okay. Biblical prophecy claims the rapture is coming April 23rd. Numerologist says.
Don't they say that like every 2 months?
Okay, my first question is, what the hell is a numerologist?
Numerologist, fun fact. What they do is they study like astrology and the signs.
You're bullshitting.
And huge bullshitters. They're like palm readers. So what they do is they like study astrology, stars, and like numbers in the Bible and stuff. And numerology is, like, they make, like, harsh connections to things and try and come up with, like, they try and predict things with that. So it's, like, it's kind of like, you know, I've wrote, like, all the Illuminati stuff. 2 + 1 + 3 = 6 and 6 and, you know, do you remember all of that stuff on the internet?
Yes.
So they're like that. They're like that, but they have, like, degrees.
For real?
Yeah. Numerology is a real thing.
Sounds like a bunch of...
They also study...
Sounds like a bunch of hooey to me.
They also study, like, time and stuff, which is funny because it's a big waste of their time.
All right.
Well, I'm out of Would You Rathers. The best joke I wrote of the night was, you didn't get it. That's gonna hurt me. We'll get over it. We'll get over it.
Oh, a bunch of more bull crap.
Top three?
Ooh. Oh, you're not a Game of Thrones guy, though, are you?
Never seen it.
Oh, my God.
Not one episode.
Oh, Dylan.
Look, man, all of my friends, they've seen all these shows, and they can have, like, hour-long discussions about Game of Thrones and...
It's so good,
Suits
though.
And all of a bunch of other BS shows. I don't watch TV that much. I'm not a big Netflix guy. I just dip my toe into Black Mirror. So I can at least, like, drop a sentence in every paragraph that they talk about at the bar.
So you're probably not watching the Jersey Shore new one, are you?
I wish. Jersey Shore was awesome. Big fan of Pauly D.
I wasn't a fan of that when it was going
Jersey
on.
Shore? Mm-mm. Oh, that's entertaining. Bunch of short, scrawny Guidos running around, just pouring around each other. If that's not entertaining, I don't know what is. Ron, stop. Alright.
Hold on.
Let's just have 8 to 10 minutes of dead air. No.
Great radio.
No rush or anything, Cole, but let's just have 8 to 10 minutes of dead air.
Alright. Top three time.
Is it?
Yep. Play the song.
We can't play the song because it's on my phone and we're using my phone. So let's just imagine right now. Top three of the week. Top three of the week.
Beer update.
Oh, yeah. We could talk about our beers. Here we go. Founders. Or is that a Grand Rapids Michigan? It's called Dirty Bastard.
Michigan.
It's called Dirty Bastard. And it's supposed to be brewed out of scotch barrels.
I believe it.
It's pretty scotchy.
Oh, my God.
I love scotch.
Scotchy. It'll put hair on your balls.
Down in
dad,
my belly.
As Dad would say.
Yeah.
It'll make you run fast and jump high.
All right, Cole. On a scale from a swift...
It'll put lead in your pencil.
That's the best one.
Okay. What's our top three?
No. From a scale of swift kicking the nads to... euphoric everlasting life.
I will go a slightly less hungover love making session. So a little bit better than the last one.
Very creative of you. I'm glad you kept an open mind about these things. I'm gonna go making redemption cup in beer pong.
That means you really like it.
I do. Making a redemption cup turns me on.
Beer pong etiquette can be a 3-hour podcast if we want
that,
to.
That could be a week-long discussion.
That's something that really grinds my gears.
Beer pong etiquette has ruined parties. Has ruined many parties.
Has ruined, would you say almost ruined friendships?
Oh, yeah. There's two people from Missouri State in Springfield I will never talk to ever again.
All right, what's our top three?
You made it up. Tell the listeners.
Top three is the three worst aspects of junior high.
This is going to be good. I'm excited. Snake draft?
Who went first?
You went last time. So that means you go... That means...
I'm not good at math.
So that means if I go first, I go last, right? Because it's snake. So three, sure. Two.
Just go.
We'll figure it out. Number three, I'm going to go braces.
Good pick.
And if you're like us, we had to have rubber bands.
Yes.
So we were, it's awful, it hurt, and it was like, you had to go back to the dentist like once a week or something. It was awful.
About once a month to get them tightened.
It was awful, not a fan, but.
My only rebuttal of that would be, everyone gets them.
Yeah, but.
So. It's not a big deal. I mean,
it was that time though. Junior high was the time where I was getting braces and it sucked.
My number three is the damn dances.
I like the dances.
I hated the dances.
Why?
Huh? Well, because I was an insecure, nervous kid. I couldn't talk to girls.
Dude, that's when you like start touching butts for the first time. That's what I did.
And I just
go up and like and grab one.
And there's a right there. Chaperone slash everyone's mom there, so.
That's when you go?
And, like, they play just stupid music.
Dude, they played, like, Usher. Yeah, we got down.
Really?
I had a great time at the junior high dances. You go around grabbing a booty for the first, like, bam!
Bam!
That's what I did. I disagree.
I did not like it. My number two might be a surprise.
My number two is a surprise as well.
My number two is junior high sports slash weights class.
Junior high, I didn't really like junior high sports either. Like, I like sports up until junior high, and then I like sports in high school. For me, selfishly, anyway.
And here's my point, because we played competitive all the way up to junior high.
For forever.
And then you get to junior high, and you're just doing junior high stuff. And then you have some of the kids that have never played a sport in their life, and they go out for everything.
It's the worst, man.
And then you have that, and then you have, like, for me, it sucked because I was, like, the biggest, fastest, strongest dude on the team.
Okay.
We go to junior high, I'm the shortest, slowest.
That happened to us, Samuelson,
real
fast.
Yes, it did, and I did not like it. And then, like, weights class, you'd have, like, some bullcrap, like, assistant tennis coach teaching the class, doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Looking back, it was super dangerous because no one taught us technique or anything. No. They're just like, lift.
Do some squats.
Yeah. I actually agree with you. Junior high sports was a sham. I didn't enjoy it either. I didn't enjoy it till I got to high school again. So, good. That was a good one. Surprising. Yeah.
Screw you, Dylan.
Okay. Number two. Everything mattered so much.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, there's a kid I still call No Neck Nick because some dumbass in seventh grade was like, Nick, you got no neck. No Neck Nick. And then he's still called that. Dude, and if you fall down the stairs, like, it's just everyone talks about it. Now I fall down a flight of stairs and it's just like, someone grabbed me a beer and it's hilarious.
And everything's mad. Tuesday.
Everything mattered. Like, I held hands with a girl one time, and then everyone's talking about it, and it's like, it was so, you had to be constantly, like, worried about what everyone's thinking.
Yeah, it's hell on earth.
Junior high just might be, like, the last level of hell, and we're just, like, making our way up to, like, the levels that aren't so bad.
That's terrible.
It is the worst.
Terrible.
It is awful. Go ahead. Number one.
No, you're number one.
Oh yeah,
I think we might have the same number one.
Mine is ill-timed, awkward, raging boners.
Yes!
Is that yours?
Yeah.
Let me say that again for people in the bathroom here. Ill-timed, awkward, raging boners. So, I'll never forget seventh grade social studies.
Social studies.
All right. Dude, seventh grade social studies. I'm sitting there. Chat, we got to pick our own seating arrangement, and I picked mine between the two hottest girls in the class.
Of course.
And I remember, because her name was like Elizabeth, and I was sitting by her. And we were chatting it up, and it was, I may or may not have... And back in those days, they just happened. It wasn't because of anything.
Yeah, you could just be walking down the hall and it's bang,
like a raging. And anyways, so I was sitting there, and then like we had like these deals like once a month where we have to do like current events.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, Dylan, it's your turn. And I'm like, whoa,
sweating bullets.
No. So you know what? I did the classic. I just take my book and just.
Walk up to the front of the class.
And I had my book. Just like... And I wasn't hiding it as much as I was just pressing it down.
Oh, my God. Pressing
it down, like, against my thigh. Like, this isn't happening. And I gave, like, the fastest current event. I think at that time, it was about the downfall of the stocks. Like, there was, like, a big, like, depression or something like that. And I was just like, all the stocks are going down. We're all going to die.
Bye-bye.
And I went and sat down.
And then
Miss Elizabeth, I sat down and she goes, everything okay? And starts laughing. I'm like, shut up. I hate
now,
you. She knew it too.
I have the exact same answer. But do you remember what hour it was for social studies?
Seventh hour.
Oh, so it was the last one?
Mine was the last
one. See, seventh grade... without, I mean, almost to the minute.
Oh, you had one at the same
between
time?
Between third and fourth hour, and fourth hour was social studies. Bingo. I could count down to a minute.
It wasn't because of anything.
No! The classic, put your binder and books in front of your crotch.
Right in front of it, and you just keep her going.
The funny thing is, if you notice, if you're walking down the hall, there'd be about seven other guys.
What a weird time in your life.
Now, I'll say this too, that was before we understood the tuck underneath the waistband.
Oh, you tuck your waistband. Yeah. See, now every guy has a white waistband tuck.
Yeah.
Although when you're our age, you don't need the waistband tuck. You only needed that for like high school, and then you're done. Oh, man.
What is that? It's the pleats in the pants.
It's an
illusion.
My pleats turn left. Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that. Yeah. What
the old lefty pleat fiasco.
What a terrible time.
That was. You got the guys that, like, had a good time in junior high are probably, like, cashiering at a CVS somewhere.
That's a good point because, like, all the... You know, all the guys I like looked up to were like the guys that between 6th and 7th grade like grew 6 inches.
Yeah, those were
you know.
I wish I did though. I didn't.
Those guys.
Fuck those guys.
Could like in like weights like bench 135.
Oh yeah, bench the big plates. Plates.
Bench plates.
That was such a big deal, the big plates.
Oh yeah.
If you could do that, you were like a god.
Yes.
A god.
And I could barely bench like 65, so 10s.
Yeah, I had like 10s on the bar.
Yeah.
And that was, now looking back, it's like, you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah. I've been like, grilling my kids already. Like, listen, junior high will be so much easier if you just don't give a shit at all.
Which actually goes into Dylan's theory of the week.
Hit me.
Great segue. Realization happened to me a year and a half ago. Theory. Comparison is the death of joy.
Proceed.
Okay. I always wait for you to say that because it makes me happy for some reason. Because you always like look up and then you go, proceed.
Proceed. Proceed, sir.
I'll give you a recent story. Actually, one in Chicago. So, I think it's like Friday night. Everyone, not really got dressed up, but I had like collared shirt, pullover, looking nice, new jeans, nice shoes. But you know me, we got like day drunk, so I put my bucket hat on.
Yeah.
Cause,
yeah.
You know, I like to party.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're out and we're eating, and I'm talking to this girl, and she's like, you look so good. I like all the giddy up except for that bucket hat. And I was like, what's wrong with my bucket hat? And she's like, I'm just saying.
Is it the Kansas State one?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And she's like, everything from, like, I saw your hair. Your hair's nice. You look great all the way down. Like, you would be a sharpest guy in here. But the bucket hat. And I'm like, so you don't like my bucket hat? She's like, no, I don't. And I'm like, well, I don't like you. Because this is me.
Oh, okay.
And she's like, are you insane? I'm like, no. Like, if the bucket hat makes me happy and I'm at a bar drinking in Chicago and I'm not from... Like, don't tell me. Like, the bucket hat, out of all... Like, the bucket hat is my part of my clothing that is me. That represents me. All that other crap is, like, just BS. I gotta dress up.
It's almost like she was trying to get validation...
That I'm not a quirky, weird guy.
By calling you out.
Yeah.
Like, no. F you, I don't need your,
like,
I would be like, first of all, I didn't need your validation for whatever I'm doing and whatever
well, yeah,
I'm doing.
You know, I mean, I was talking shit, too, so she might have been saying that. But, I don't know. That just hit me. Like, because everyone there is pretty dressed nice, you know, and I'll probably stand out with a bucket hat. But, like, who cares? People, like, care about that stuff, you know? They're comparing everyone to everyone else.
Stupid.
So, there you go. Hey, kitties upstairs, don't compare yourself to others.
I like it.
There you go.
I like
theory.
It.
Also, kites are I messed it up. That would have been perfect.
What?
I was going to say, here, rewind.
Okay.
All right, that's my theory for the week. Also, kites are sky trash. I thought about, I saw a kid flying a kite today, and I'm like, that's fucking sky trash.
Speaking of which, can you get any more nerd than
dude, you
a
know,
kite?
You know what I wanted to do? Is
even
just
though
like,
you ever flown a kite, they're actually really fun. For real.
Okay.
They're real fun.
Dude, I would have beat your ass up in high school. I would have just ridiculed you. I bet they are fun, though.
They're really fun. We made one in Miss Bohm's class, 7th grade math. And they were actually really, really cool.
Yeah. You know what? Have your sky. Have your sky trash, Cole. And fly it.
Fly it.
Fly that.
Fly your kite, Jimmy.
Fly your trash to the moon.
Fly your trash kite to the moon, Jimmy. Tweet / quote of the week.
Oh, I can't get to mine.
Oh, dang it. I didn't even write one down either. But again, shout out Bobby O'Neill. Had another banger today.
You can't get to your phone?
Oh, I can't.
All right, let's have another. Here's another minute of dead air. This is what we call in our podcast, dead air.
Dead air. Great radio.
Which is also what Cole calls farts.
What?
Dead air.
Dead waiting.
Yeah.
Waiting. Littering and.
Cole.
Littering and.
Guys.
Smoking the reefer.
To tell you the truth, Cole has a Motorola Razor still.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No. No, I did have a.
Dude, all the cool kids had a Razor.
I did. Oh, for sure. I did have
we
a.
We never had one.
I had a Motorola Rugby for like 1,000 years.
Oh, the Rugby.
And refused to get an iPhone forever because I loved it so much. And then it broke.
I threw it to you across the room. And it broke in half.
It broke in half. I was so angry. But yeah, I had that thing for
hot.
Well,
minute.
My first 2 years of college, I had like broke like 4 phones.
Yeah.
And then
I had the Sidekick.
Oh, remember the Sidekick.
That? I was the only like non-black dude that had a Sidekick that wasn't a drug dealer. I just used it for, you got it?
Yeah. Hey, from Bobby O'Neill at Bob_O_54.
Shout out at Bob_O_54.
Great uncle.
Yeah. Good kid.
He says, and I quote, "The Twilight Zone is the OG Black Mirror."
Wow.
Boom.
You know, His tweets are sometimes funny, but you know what? He just drops truth bombs.
Truth bombs. That's all it is.
Just it's true, though. The Twilight Zone really was like, because they had weird episodes, you
dude,
know?
Dude, they have some messed up stuff.
The Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
I remember, like, I saw one, and it, like, I had nightmares for a long time. I was, like, 12. Good times. Good times.
So you don't have you ain't got your phone.
No, I can't use it. I did have a tweet of the week though.
Let's see today.
Here I got one. There was a tweet that said, "Before I go out binge drinking, I always eat a stick of butter. There's no reason for it. I just make really bad life decisions."
I like that.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's today?
Today's April 12th, Thursday.
It is April 12th. Holy crap.
And it is Thursday. Blair, I knew that. I adulted today. I invested money.
Did you really?
Yeah. I adulted. I had to go get a cashier's check, and I had to go to, like, LPL Financial and give them, and she did the rundown of, like, what we're doing, Nestle, International, like, putting all my eggs in different baskets.
Mm-hmm. How'd that feel?
It felt great. She was, like, telling me all this stuff, and I was just picturing, like, 4 years ago in, like, my macro, like, accounting or whatever class, like, trying to figure out What she was basically speaking like Japanese.
And Japanese.
And I was like, what is happening?
Oh, Tiger Woods.
And then finally, like after 2 minutes, I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm just trying to like dip my foot in the pool here, you know, and see how it is. And what I got my tax refund back. That's what happened. And instead of what I would do is just throw out my savings and then like never see it unless I need it and then, you know, spending it on golf clubs or something.
Right.
I was like, hey, let me invest this. So anyways, she like finally like dumbed it down on an elementary level. So I was like, yeah, just do whatever. I don't care.
I don't care. I trust you.
But she goes, what about this? Are you wanting to be aggressive? I don't. You're the expert.
You're the expert.
I'm giving you my money.
I'm single.
Yeah, I'm giving you my money. Just do with it what if you lose it all, you lose it all. It's fine.
My rebuttal to that would be
I did that today. So
we're still kind of riding out our refund on bills and all that stuff. But looked up my student loan.
Okay.
And I have a student PT right now, so he was kind of, he pretty much took all our patients this afternoon. I looked at my student loan and almost just kind of just walked out. But I didn't. That's how astronomical that is right now.
Is it like the time, like what I do, where, like after the Chicago weekend, I knew I spent a lot, so I just don't look. Like, don't look at my online banking for a minute, because I know it's like, I just spin it, it's a lot. Yeah. So you just don't look at your student loan for a while, because you know it's awful. That's what I would do. Sometimes you just don't.
Well, I looked at it, and it wasn't good.
Yeah.
And then you kind of sit there and think, well, do I just leave now?
Do I just grab the beer from this convenience store and run?
Take off that spot. you have about a 10 second of a moment of deep, deep, deep self-reflection, and then...
See, but I do that on a daily. My brain works like that all the time. I always go down, I dig down deep and like, what kind of person are you?
And then at those times, you know what I think to myself?
Would you wear a Pops collar?
Yes!
Shirt?
Would you wear a Pop collar
and
.com shirt?
Guess what, boys and girls? If you do, go to www.popcolloredshirts.com. Again, www.popcolloredshirts.com. That's www.popcolloredshirts.com. PopCollaredShirts.com.
We'll see you next week.